U.S. forces continued to advance toward Baghdad despite a thickening sandstorm and continued resistance from irregular Iraqi forces. Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair insists the attacks were expected and the plan to unseat Saddam Hussein is on track.
By yesterday, we'd covered twice as much ground in 5 days as was covered in the whole of the last conflict. Our aim remains, as has been stated, to remove Saddam as the route to disarming Iraq of weapons of mass destruction, so the progress towards Baghdad is of vital strategic importance.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden is at the Pentagon. Good morning.
Good morning.
How soon might U.S. troops be in or at least near Baghdad?
Well, it's not clear, but Prime Minister Blair did lay out a two-pronged approach. He said that U.S. Army is heading toward Baghdad from the southwest. They're believed to be around Karbala, a town about 50 miles away. And also U.S. Marines are heading toward the southeast of Baghdad to a city called Al-Qut. Now, this Al-Qut and the south of Baghdad are areas where we're led to believe there are heavily fortified elite Republican Guard units. There were also reports that they may have been equipped with chemical weapons there. This morning, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Richard Myers, told ABC television, "We think the toughest fighting is clearly ahead of us. We've known it all along, though," and General Myers said that troops are prepared.
There's been unexpectedly tough fighting farther south.
Yes, especially around Nasiriyah, which is 200 miles south of Baghdad. It's a key crossroads. Reporters traveling with troops in that area say essentially a convoy of Marines had to shoot its way through the city to push through a key bridge across the Euphrates River. They have held the bridge, and many, many troops have been crossing, continuing this advance north. But reporters say there's a lot of hostility in the city. There's continued sniping at U.S. forces as they move along, and that could be a continuing problem. The Iraqi information minister today went on Iraqi television claiming that U.S.-led forces were bombarding civilian neighborhoods in Nasiriyah and had killed 16 Iraqis.
And farther south still, there's been a change in plan for the city of Basra.
Yes, we had been told before that U.S. and British forces did not want to enter into a situation of urban conflict. They had purposely avoided Basra to avoid civilian casualties there. Now, a British official is saying Basra is a legitimate military target. One concern seems to be a mounting humanitarian crisis there. The United Nations says the city has been without water and electricity for days, so there is a lot of effort to move humanitarian aid into there as quickly as possible, and you cannot do it unless it is secured.
And there's word on the crew members of the American Apache attack helicopter that went down in central Iraq yesterday.
Right. We were told first they were missing. They have subsequently apparently appeared on Iraqi television, and the Pentagon has put out a press statement saying their status now is prisoner of war.
Now, what about this sandstorm today?
It is certainly affecting people in the field. If you're watching TV pictures, you can see this thick, yellowish-brown haze. Visibility looks to be near zero. There have been convoys continuing to move through it, but we understand this certainly could affect them in the short term.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden at the Pentagon.